Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the rocks upon which we build our lives, we are most dependent on the family. The family is that most important foundation. And we are called to recognize and honor how critical every father is to that foundation. They are teachers and coaches, they're mentors and they're role models. They are examples of success and the men who constantly push us towards success. But if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL. Missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. They're acting like boys instead of men. And the foundations of our family have suffered because of it.
Father, Father, what's going on? What's going wrong?
What's going on?
We're staying
what's,
strong.
What's
for the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
Father, Father,
so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community.
What's going
do it for
on?
Unity.
You know,
for you and me.
No
need to kill it. Abandoning the children. Children and the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women. I swore I'd never do what I've been put through, so I'm staying in the race. I see in your eyes all love, no lies. Promise to stay by your side, cause I'ma see you make it, baby. I'm instrumental, I'm focused, my mental, cause daddy's essential to reaching your potential. Cause if I ain't do what I make to do, I would pass on the pain and strain. I'm not failing you, the truth is, I fear that when you first came here, I was scared, unprepared. I feel like James Evans, sometimes it's hard as a man to keep your head above water, make a way that you can. Now I've seen fire and rain despite that. The world calm, scandal, my job got snatched. I hung for it, closed on, I fought back. The lights went out, I stayed on track. Cause nothing is ever easy, it seems simple, believe me. The frustration I felt was nothing, knowing you need me. And one day you will leave me, when you finally grown, old enough to care for your father when my strength is gone.
Father,
what's going on? What's going wrong?
What's going on?
We're staying
what's,
strong.
What's
for the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
Father,
so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community. Do it for
on?
Unity.
You know,
for you and me.
You'll
be the villain, abandoning the children,
children
of the villain.
God
willing, brothers come back home and build with the women. Yeah, we try harder, smarter, fighting for a better tomorrow. I got the needs of my family on my shoulders, the holder of the boulder. And when my kids get older, they recognize my efforts, they dad is a soldier. Now they know of the center, the soldier. And even if they gave me a chance to go back, I wanna change a thing about them, and that's that. Cause I'm daddy, I'm strength, I'm discipline. I'm who they call when my kids ain't listening. I'm daddy, I'm courage, conviction, the founder of the family, the one with the vision. What's going on? What's going wrong?
What's going on?
We're staying
what's,
strong.
What's
for the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
Father, Father,
so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community.
What's going
do it for
on?
Unity.
You know,
for you and me.
Don't
be the villain, abandoning the children, children
and
the villains.
God
willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I know the toll it took on me, not having a father in the house. The hole in your heart, when you don't have a male figure in the home that can guide you and lead you and set a good example for you. So I resolved many years ago that it was my obligation to break the cycle. That if I could do anything in life, I would be a good father to my children. That if I could do anything, I would give them that rock, that foundation.
What's going
I wish
on?
Build
what's
life.
Going on?
What's going on?
We're staying
what's
strong.
What's
for the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen,
Father, Father,
so the kids can see what a man can be.
What's going on?
Do it for the community. Do it for
on?
Unity.
You know,
for you and me.
You'll
be the villain, abandoning the children, children and the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women. I'm a good man. I'm doing my best to maintain for the family despite the stress. I'm a good man. Do the best I can. So when my kids are looking at me, seeing the man, I'm a good man. Real man. Strong man. I'm a father, man. My name is NY Oil, and I approve this message.
Yes, good evening, everyone. It's me. It's Natalie. I'm back. I know I haven't been here for a while. I had some things going on that I needed to take care of. I ended up moving. Been working a lot, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. But tonight I was like, I have to come up here and I have to talk to, you know, the people and let them know I didn't forget. I'm still doing Why Fathers Matter. My mission is still the same, you know, to sit there and give recognition to great fathers, because there's a lot of great men out there. There's a lot of great fathers out there. So I want everyone to know that my mission is still the same, especially when it comes down to building up our communities and relationships between men and women so they can have productive homes and restoring villages. That's what we need in our future. It's too much divide. It's too many people that think they have the solutions to the problems, but ain't nobody working nothing. So, you know, so tonight I am here. Like, I won't be here too long, you know, because I do have to go to work tonight. So, but while I am here, I want to share a couple of things with you. I am, you know, beginning to see that a lot of things are changing in positive ways. Actually, I had a speaking event a couple of weeks ago in a room full of men. And I was invited to go there to discuss with them why I am passionate about what I'm doing. I think it's real controversial, me being a female, you know, representing for fathers, you know, being that I have been a single parent for a while. Am I a single parent now? Yeah, sort of, kind of. But at the end of the day, I'm real passionate about what I do, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of great men that want to be fathers that are not allowed to be fathers to their children because, like I mentioned before, there's a lot of selfishness going on. Or a lot of people think that kids can be used as pawns or this, that, and the other, you know? And it's a lot of women that are doing it. Don't get me wrong, women, and I'm not bashing y'all or beating y'all up because there's a lot of men doing the same exact thing. There are a lot of men out there that are not being responsible for their children because they want to be with the woman and can't be with the woman, or just always some type of foolishness. The one thing that I do see is that women, a lot of stuff falls on us. You know what I'm saying? Even when we become single parents, even though it took two people to sit there and make the babies, you know. So women, trust me, I understand the difficulties of being a single parent. You know what I'm saying? I know how hard we have to work. And then for some reason, people have this thing in their head that, oh, if she's a single parent, that she's on government assistance. There's some of us that work really, really hard to take care of our kids without the government. You know what I'm saying? And some of us can't even qualify for government assistance, but usually that's the mentality that people have. You know, when you are a single parent, oh, she has to be on Section 8 or, and I'm not even knocking the ones that's up there because you got to do what you got to do to take care of your kids if the fathers aren't doing it. You know what I'm saying? I do hope whoever is doing what is using it as a stepping stone, you know what I'm saying, to build something up better for themselves and not just using as something you're dependent on. Because I always say if the government chooses to shut all of these things down, what happens to these children, what happens to the people, you know, things of that nature. And there's so many opportunities out there right now where it's too many things being presented to us where that doesn't have to be, like, the focal point. You know what I'm saying? If you got to go to school, if you're on a system and they'll pay for you to go to school. Make it work for you. You know what I'm saying? Make it work for you and just do what you got to do. Because being a parent is a struggle. Being a single parent can be a struggle. You know what I'm saying? So outside of all of that. Okay, so like I said, I see, let's focus on a positive today. So since the last time I've spoken to you guys, like I said, my life has changed drastically, but it's all changed for the better. I ended up moving into a very nice house with my children. I had an apartment before. It was a nice apartment, but, you know, sometimes you have to upgrade. So that's what I ended up doing. I went and got a position at the job that I wanted to work at. So I'm also pleased about that. What else is going on? I'm happy. You know, there's a man that I'm interested in. You know, we're getting to know each other. We're not just jumping into anything. So that's a good thing. And he's actually a great man. You know what I'm saying? If I, you know, if we do choose to be in a relationship with each other, he would be a great role model for my children, especially my sons and my daughter as well. He's a family-oriented person. So that's a great thing. Like I said, we're taking our time to get to know each other. You know, there's no need to just jump into anything because whatever we're deciding to do, we want it to last. We don't want to be together for 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's enough of that. You know, you can't sit there and talk too much about what goes on in your life because you got people that wishes good things on you and you got people that's praying for your downfall. So, you know, it's one of those situations. But, yeah, a lot of great things. Academically, my children perform well, so they're doing great in school. What else is going on? I have a couple of friends that are planning on getting married. They are actually single parents that found a man that wants to marry them. So we're doing some restoration of the relationships and restoration of homes and families. The one thing that I've learned from being a parent is sometimes it just does not work with the person you have a child with. It doesn't. There's a lot of people that have kids with people and, you know, they stay in a relationship for the sake of the kids and they're miserable. And if you're a parent and you're miserable, trust me, your children, they pick up on that and they're miserable right along with you. It's not like a one-way street. Everybody is miserable. You know what I'm saying? So that was one thing that I noticed. When I was married, my husband wasn't a bad husband. It was no domestic violence or any of those things. Just what ended up happening was we were too different. You know, we had commonalities, it seems, at one moment. We planned to have the child that we have together. It just so happened somewhere down the line, we just knew that it wasn't going to work. And in knowing that, we decided divorce would be the best thing, but we co-parent. You know, we were able to sit there and work together to co-parent for our child, you know, and things of that nature. You know, so everything in life is not a fairy tale. A lot of people try to make it seem that way, you know, but it's not. It's really not. So if I seem a little distracted, it's because I'm in here cooking at the same time. I'll make you laugh. I actually came in during my lunch break and started preparing dinner, and I was throwing some London broil inside of the crock pot, and I thought everything was good, but the crock pot wasn't even plugged in, so now I'm making tacos. I guess that'll be tomorrow's dinner. But what I do now is I try to cook like 3 days. On Wednesday, cook for 3 days. That way I can sit there, and the hours that I work are kind of crazy right now. So I basically prepare meals in advance. That way when I come in from work, I could just heat dinner up, maybe get a couple of hours in between, you know, Yeah, so, but I did miss being here, you know. It's, like I said, it's so many things that I've seen since I've been on the show. Like I said, a lot of good things. I've seen some negative things, too, just reading newspapers and, you know, the way that we treat each other is really, really bad. Men, and I'm not just going to say men. I just was reading an article about a woman that bit her husband's privacy off. You know what I'm saying? Bit off his private parts. Yeah, women are losing their minds, too. I saw another woman. She did something to her man because he wouldn't have sex with her. It's been a lot of wickedness going on, a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so, and then, you know, the same thing. I see a lot of things with men. It was actually a video. I usually don't entertain the negative videos that are posted on Facebook, but it was a video of a man beating his baby mother down at child support in front of the child support office. And I don't know, like child support, I do believe was created to be some type of weapon against men. You know, I do believe that men should be responsible to take care of their children, though. You know, I mean, this topic right here is so controversial because a lot of people think like, well, the woman has a lot of control when it comes down to having the babies and this, that, and the other. And, you know, yes, there's all of this birth control out there and all of these things. And you're absolutely right. You know, you're absolutely right. These things are available. But I want to ask, like, you know, this is just a general question. So if all of this birth control and stuff is available to women, you know, to prevent them from becoming pregnant, but they also have condoms for men to put on to prevent them from making babies and also prevent, you know, protect yourself from getting STDs and stuff. Okay, things of that nature. So all of these things are created. How many of you guys have seen a birth control come out and then maybe like a year later or even 6 months later see one of those law commercials? You know, a commercial from a law firm talking about how that particular birth control destroyed a person's body or multiple people's bodies. And then they have a class action lawsuit. You know, I see this so often. Okay, I see it so often. And I'm not saying, oh, that's an excuse not to use it. No, I'm not saying that. But I want the people to understand, the people that are so quick to say what a woman should be doing. I want you to understand what a woman goes through and how certain things affects her body. Okay, and I'm pretty sure maybe if there's 20 birth controls out there right now, I've seen at least 17 of them on one of those commercials. Now, what I've learned is the best birth control is not to have sex, period. You know what I'm saying? But it's some people that's just they like to have sex. And then, you know, you got some men. I mean, it's women out there that have babies to trap men, but there's some men out there getting women pregnant to trap women as well. So, you know, this is something that needs to be realized because it's something that's happening on both sides. Okay. Yeah. You know, so it's one of those situations and things like that. Well, 2017 is supposed to be coming out with a form of both birth control that men should be able to take. This birth control, if I'm not mistaken, is supposed to be some type of shot. that's supposed to be for men. So since there has been such a big issue where women are being blamed for everything, I want to see how many men are going to go take birth control to prevent themselves from making children that they don't want. Okay, I want to know if that's going to create any type of changes on the outlook that is being presented here today in 2016. Now, I believe everybody needs to take responsibility where responsibility is due. So like I said, I'm not bashing women, nor am I letting them get off the hook. Because I know some females that had babies thinking it was going to hold a man. Baby don't hold men. You know what I'm saying? So I know some females that did that before, you know, and they learned the hard way. You know, things of that nature. I also know some guys where it was their plan to get the female pregnant and things didn't work out the way they thought they were going to work out, so they bailed. Not only did they bail on the woman, but they bailed on the kids. The reality of the situation is children need parents, okay? I mentioned it on multiple shows. When I grew up, I was raised in a village environment. You know what I'm saying? The environment I was raised in was a village atmosphere. That meant that everybody took care of us. It wasn't just the responsibility of my mother and my father. Now, let me clarify that. My mother and my father were the ones that provided the roof, the clothes, the food, all of those things. But if my mom and dad wasn't home, my neighbor was the eyes for my parents. My neighbors had authority to say something to me. And they had authority to tear my behind up if necessary. You understand what I'm saying? That was the difference. We were like one big, gigantic family. Everybody looked out for each other. If there was a family and they were struggling, everybody would come together to make sure that family was okay. We need to restore these type of things. You have too many people in this world focused on self. Self this, self that, self this. You know, and once we got to that, form of mentality, everything really started deteriorating because the village structure. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I was born in the 70s, so I grew up around the village structure all the way until I would say the early 90s. And what ended up happening was we ended up moving to a new neighborhood. So we really didn't know anybody in the neighborhood. But even when my mother befriended someone or my father befriended someone, they kept an eye on me and my sister to the best of their ability. They didn't have the same authority as the other people that we grew around had because we were around them from being little kids all the way up. These were people when we moved there, we were like teenagers. My sister had already had a child. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. So it was a little different. But if they saw something that they knew was inappropriate and they felt we were doing it, they did mention it to our parents. Okay? And our parents would handle it. Whatever way they saw fit. Okay? Another issue, I was just having a conversation with someone, and we were talking about the different methods of disciplining your children. I grew up in an era where I got my behind tore up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, oh, it was right, nor am I going to say it was wrong, because I'm all right as an adult. You know what I'm saying? So I think what it is now, people don't know the difference between disciplining and abuse. Okay, so I believe that once they made those laws, people were already killing their kids because everybody does not know how to control themselves. You know, I don't believe you're supposed to discipline your children in anger. You're supposed to discipline your children in love if you have to discipline them. My children are at the ages now where I don't have to put my hands on them. I'm able to sit down and talk to them. I have a one-year-old. if he does something wrong or if he's going to stick a fork in the socket, I'm going to say something to him, but I'm also going to pop his hand, you know what I'm saying, to let him know that that is not the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to sit there and get no belt and beat my son. No, not at all. But it takes a certain amount of discipline to steer your children in the right path. I hear people talking about time out and this, that, and the other and blah, 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 blah. And different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? Because that does not you know how you go and they have all these parenting books and they're supposed to have a formula to parenting. Everything does not work for everybody. Every child is an individual. So you cannot base how to raise your children off of that book you go and purchase. It's just impossible. It's just not going to happen because that may have worked for that parent, but that does not mean that's going to work for your child. Your child might really be super hard-headed or have a one-track mind where they just want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. You know? It's kids out there like that. I've seen some kids that I just sit back and look like, whoa. You know, I've really seen some children, and I'd be like, whoa, I mean, these are tough kids. I mean, they're little. Toddlers got to get spoke to 80 times. About the same thing. And then their parents will put them on timeout. They'll sit there and holler and scream and this, that, and the other, and go back to doing the same thing. You know, so I don't know how many of you are religious, but even the Bible tells you, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. In that aspect, it doesn't mean, oh, you go beat your child to death. You know, that right there would be extremely wrong. You know, that would be horrible to do something like that. You know, really, really horrible doing stuff like that. But, yeah, like I said, you have people doing that all the time, all the time. And why I'm really, you know, it's really, really sad. But you have so many people wanting to try to explain to people how to live their lives. I know for myself, when I'm having conversations, especially with my elders, they'll tell me about what they've been through in their life. And I believe that some things we go through can have similarities. It doesn't mean it's the same thing. And because it worked a certain way for one individual does not mean it's going to work that way for another individual. And they'll, oh, goodness, I'll make you laugh. I was just talking to my mom about something. And she was like, girl, I know. And basically put herself in the same situation. And, I mean, I respect that, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, to me, it's two different situations. Because that's your situation, and this is my situation. You know, so it's the comparisons and stuff. At times I understand, but then sometimes I just don't be understanding, you know, where it comes from. But it ends up happening, and it ends up happening very often. So, like I was mentioning, I've seen a lot of things. I've actually seen a lot of fathers walking around with their children, pushing strollers and just embracing being a father. And this is actually in a new neighborhood that I moved to. So I really love seeing these men walk around. You know, with their kids. I also see another set of, you know, I see women, even though they might, I see a lot of happy women. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of women that just look miserable. I remember going to the store, I think it was a couple days ago. I had to go buy some sneakers for my kids. And it was a lady in there, and you could tell she was like just her energy alone. She was one of the most unhappiest women in the world. If she saw you smiling, she got mad because you were smiling. And she was in there with her kids. And I understood her frustration because I had been next to the store on Sunday, the sneaker store, and they had this sign in the window that said, buy one, get one free. Okay, so when I went, when I went to the sneaker store that Monday, I went with the intentions of buying one pair of sneakers and getting a pair of sneakers for free. It just so happened when I got there, the sign was no longer in the window. At the end of the day, I had to do what I had to do because this is the time where it's time to get sneakers for my kids. So I did what I had to do. I got the sneakers that they needed. So her frustration was she wanted to get some sneakers for her kids, and I think she was looking for that buy one, get one free as well. You know, so I spoke to her briefly. I understood her frustration. She had just lost her job. You know, so she, you know, that was devastating to her. On top of the fact she was a single parent. She was a single parent because her child's father was incarcerated. You know, you can't sit there and make decisions for grown people. Grown people have to make decisions for themselves. So the decision he chose was to do something and be taken out of the lives of his children, opposed to just being told you are not allowed to be a father. So that's his stupidity, but at the same time, the children are the ones suffering. So most people will be like, well, what was she doing with a man like that? Well, she was with him since high school, number one, and they were married. And like I said, you can't sit there and, you know what I'm saying? You can't make choices for grown people. Grown people have to make choices for themselves. You know, so in a situation like that, she said he wasn't a criminal. He worked on a job and everything. It just so happens that this is something that occurred. You know, something that occurred. And, you know, like I said, she's suffering and the kids are suffering. And then the fact that she got laid off of her job on top of that. So I just gave her some information on a couple of work-at-home jobs that I know about. Because I work in the house and I work out of the house. So I gave her some information that I was able to gather, you know, and I told her to get in contact with them because it's really difficult. I don't know, maybe for me, it's really difficult to see someone suffering. I don't know, maybe I'm like that because if I was going through something, I would want someone to help me. I wouldn't want anyone turning their nose up to me or looking down at me if I was going through something. Because a lot of times when people are going through things, people don't understand. Or how can I say it?
Can somebody bring me my cell phone, please?
People don't understand. Like, everybody is so judgmental. If you haven't walked in a person's shoes or you don't know what they've been through, don't judge them. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how certain people got in certain places, but everybody thinks they know everything about everybody. Or if... Oh, you did a great job. Thank you. Hold on for 1 minute. Okay. Yeah, it's one of those situations. Don't go judging people and all of that stuff, because you don't know. Un momento, ven aquí. Zarian, come here, please. Yeah, so, you know, and I see that a lot. I see people are so quick to judge people. And I really have a problem with that. Now, don't get me wrong, and this is what I want people to understand. If it's a situation where, I mean, sometimes you could look at a spade and know it's a spade. You know what I'm saying? So the situations where I see women using their children as pawns, you can look and see that. You don't have to have... it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know I know a couple of guys right now that I communicate with on a consistent basis that are great fathers. And their baby mothers, I call them whack jobs, but they're literally doing everything they possibly can to destroy these men's lives because they don't want to deal with them. They want to, now, the crazy thing about it is they don't want to deal with these women because of the deception that these women have portrayed to them. So it's not like, oh, they don't want to deal with them because they want to be with somebody else. No. These women did something to destroy their own relationships and thought the men were supposed to deal with it and accept it or give them another chance. But certain things and relationships to me are unforgivable. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that perspective, maybe because I know them on a personal note as well. I understand where they're coming from when they're like, okay, well, I couldn't be there anymore. I couldn't handle that, or it was beyond my control. I pretty much understand that, where they're coming from in that aspect. You know, but like I said, I know a lot of women, and I know a lot of women that have been through it with men. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of men that have hurt women. I just want us all, and, you know, I just want us all to get in a position, in a place, where we can get to a level where we respect one another. You know what I'm saying? Where we're adults all the time in all situations, and not just some situations, but all situations. This is what I want. I want us to respect each other, especially when children are involved. You know, if you don't want to be with a woman, that's fine. Still take care of your kids as much as you possibly can. You know, because if a parent has a child and they don't take care of their child, the universe is going, you're going to have to pay for that anyway. The universe is going to make sure of that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, to me, a child is a gift, however way it comes. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe that any child is a mistake. I believe that a person can sit there and have a child and it's not a planned situation, yes. But I don't believe that's a mistake. You know what I'm saying? I believe that sometimes, and like I said, this is my opinion. This is what I believe. Okay, so if you agree, okay. If you don't, oh well, I don't care. But at the same time, like I was saying, I believe that sometimes a person can be placed in your life just for that reason. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe that's the portal that the child is supposed to come through, or, and you know, that child could be the next president of the United States, or that child could be the next scientist, or the person that gets the big pharma to put the cancer cure out there that exists, or someone to change the world. It doesn't mean because a child came into the world a certain way that that child is going to be better than another child, because I know kids that grew up with mothers and fathers that turned out to be pieces of crap when they got older, career criminals and all of that stuff. But a parent would think that that's the ideal. Oh, well, I'll give you an example. I remember my sister, she was a teenage mom, and I remember the pastor of the church we went to and his wife saying something about my sister being pregnant as a teenager. The crazy thing about it, the pastor and his wife that was criticizing my sister, their children went and did the same thing. Went and had kids out of wedlock. So that's what I mean by don't be pointing fingers and don't ever think yours is better than mine because my life is a certain way and your life is a certain way, because that doesn't mean that yours is better. I don't care if you make more money than I make and you go buy more stuff for your kids than I buy for my kids. That doesn't mean anything. or whatever, because the one thing I've learned is it's not about the materialistic things that you purchase for your children. It's about what you teach them and how much time you spend with them. So I know people that buy all types of stuff for their kids and don't spend no time with them. They think that's a form of parenting, going to spend money on their child, and it's really not. It's really not. But enough of all of that. Let's get back to people loving people and people caring about people. There's enough negative energy here in the world already. You know, it's enough negative energy here in the world where we need to sit down and embrace as much positivity as possible. You know, we need to start uniting instead of being divided. Everything is formed. So we can sit and be divided, and that right there is an issue. You understand what I'm saying? Because how do we fix anything is if, for one, the reality is one needs the other. Men need women and women need men. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's probably someone that will listen to this later on and be like, I don't need nobody. Well, if you think that, that's good for you. But there's a reality and then there's a perception. That would be your perception opposed to your reality. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're in the hospital and you're sick, and if you're a woman and a male doctor came in to help you out, you needed a male doctor to help you. You understand what I'm saying? Yes.
Can
we just
close your window?
Yes. You can. Are y'all chilly up there? Yeah, you can close the window. That's fine. Y'all was putting stuff back in there?
No.
Okay, that's
it's
cool.
Couple
things.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you. Yes, so, yeah, if a man doctor came in to help you, guess what? You need a man. If a man is incapacitated and he has to be in the hospital as well and a nurse came in to feed him or do anything for him, that meant that he needed a woman. So I want people to really sit down and view things from a different perspective because we all need each other. I can't sit there and say, oh, I don't need a man. You know what I'm saying? You could sit there and say what you don't want. You could sit there and say, oh, I don't want no man. You know what I'm saying? But when you start saying, oh, I don't need no man and I don't need no woman and I don't need nobody and this, that, and the other, you have now moved into a fictitious world. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is no longer, yes.
Can we also watch some TV in your room? Is that okay?
I think so. Yeah, you've now reached a whole nother level mentally. You know what I'm saying? Because that right there is a form of insanity when you don't need anybody. So I'll give you an example. I speak, like I said, usually if I'm talking to you guys, I'm speaking from my experience. So I was in a long relationship for almost 7 years. Me and the gentleman, we don't have kids, so he entered into a relationship with me, and I had 3 children at the time. Okay, and we were together for almost 7 years. The relationship ended, and I was cool with that. You know, I respected the fact that the relationship ended and all of that good stuff. Now, I'm having this conversation with you because I chose, who's the grapes for? He don't need none. Nope. Give him. Oh, yes. So, like I was saying, I was good with the relationship ending and all of that, you know. So, after I got out of the relationship, I chose not to hop into another relationship. I chose to work on myself, deal with myself, get to know myself, do stuff for myself. That's what I chose to do. So I've been single for years. You know, I've had guys that approach me about relationships and stuff, but I decided, here, give them some of these. I decided I needed to do something for me. You know what I'm saying? I needed to do something for me. I needed to make sure I was okay. And not just that, when you're in a relationship, especially if you're in a, I mean, you could be in a relationship for 5 minutes. It depends on how strong you are. But if you're in a relationship and you were, anytime you're in a relationship, you give a great part of yourself to this individual. So I never think it's a good idea to get out of a relationship and jump into another relationship because you're bringing baggage with you. And if you go to build a house with the same bricks of the house that crumbled, you're not going to build something solid. You're going to build the same house twice. So you end up wasting your time twice. I call it my hiatus. So in my hiatus, I decided that I would get to know myself again. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to analyze all the relationships I had been in, not just that particular relationship, not to just see where the man was at fault when he did things I didn't like, but also to analyze myself. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm about to make y'all some plates, so tell him I'm about to make y'all some plates. Yeah. Yeah, so it's one of those situations. I took time to get to know myself. In the reviewing of the relationships I had been in, I noticed I had developed a pattern of the type of men, I'm not even going to say the type of men that I was dealing with, but the type of men that I was attracting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was one of those situations. So what I did was, in the midst of all of that, I was able to determine what I want in my life and what I don't want in my life, and to change the pattern that I had developed and the type of men that I was attracting as well as entertaining. You know, so a lot of times women, I've spoken to a lot of women, and they want to know, why can't I meet a good man? If you sit there and you're willing to settle, you know, it was a gentleman that called my show. He was an asshole. He really was. But he did make a very valid point. When women change what they want in a man will change. So basically he was saying that men do the things they do to impress women. You know, so once you sit there and you change your perspective on the type of man you want, the men you attract will be a different type of man. So don't get me wrong. I'm not going to tell you that, oh, those men have not tried to holler at me, because they have. But I stop them and let them know what you sell and I ain't interested in buying. You know, simple as that. That way they have an understanding. You know, that I'm really not interested in what you're offering, because you're not coming to me. I'm not into the yo, hey, what's up. All of that stuff is unattractive once you get older and you get to a certain age and you want certain things in your life. Another thing, this I'm going to say to women, okay, be the woman that you want the man to be in your life. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of females that I associate with that have unrealistic expectations. They think, oh, men are supposed to take care of them and men are supposed to do this, 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 and this. And I had to ask them, why would a man do something for you that you can't do for you? You understand what I'm saying? So I really need women to understand what I'm saying. Men, the same thing with y'all. It's time for y'all to step y'all game up. You know what I'm saying? It's too many men not doing manly things. It's too many men not doing manly things, living off of females, not paying no bills, this, that, and the other, and that's not what's up. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be assets to each other. A woman doesn't want, you know what, I saw a meme and it made so much sense. It says, basically was stating, like, I have not committed to you because I don't trust you to lead me. You know what I'm saying? I haven't given my all to you because I don't trust you have the ability to lead me. That statement right there was so powerful. After I read it, I sat and I dwelled on it for a while. I did. And then I understood why I chose to be single as long as I chose to be single. You know what I'm saying? And I also understand why I communicate with the man that I do communicate with. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's not like the other guys. He is different from the other guys. You understand what I'm saying? His perception is totally different. Now, I don't want anyone to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the guys that I dealt with were bad guys. I actually feel like I'm a woman that's blessed. I haven't been in a domestic violence relationship. I never came home and a woman was in my bed. None of those things. So, no, that's not even what I'm discussing. It was just other things. They worked. They had jobs. They worked. You understand what I'm saying? They did all of those things, but they were lacking in other areas that were areas of importance. Because it takes, it's more to a relationship than your man just going to work and your man paying the bills and your man doing this and your man doing that. You understand? So it's certain things that women need that men don't know about, just like it's things that men need that women don't cater to or know about. So women, here's a little advice. If you have a good man in your life, and he goes to work every day, he makes sure home is taken care of, make sure he has something to eat. Make sure his clothes are clean. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he comes home to a clean house. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you sit at home and you don't work, make sure he comes home to a clean house. Ask him if his back is hurting, if he needs a back rub. Ask him if his feet is hurting and he needs his feet rubbed. Ask that man if he wants you to run his bath water. There's nothing wrong with doing those things. It doesn't mean, oh, you're whipped or anything. It's showing appreciation to that man. Men desire things, and a lot of women is taking instead of giving. They think, oh, because they're having sex with the man, that's just a fight stuff. A man could go out there and get some coochie from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of women want to know why the man is out there cheating. You know what I'm saying? That's because those little things, they may seem like big mountains and molehills, but they're not. Men enjoy stuff like that. They want to know that they're appreciated also. Now, to men, if you have a woman and she does all of those things to you, does all of those things for you, takes care of your children, even if you don't have kids, take care of the dog, let her know you appreciate her. You know what I'm saying? And for the people that both of you guys work, share the responsibility. You know what I'm saying? If she works in the daytime, she might get off and she might be tired. If he works in the daytime, take turns cooking dinner. You know what I'm saying? Cater to each other in the other areas that I mentioned or whatever. Lay in the bed and just cuddle with each other if y'all both aching or getting, you know. Things of that nature. Just pay attention to your significant other. You know what I'm saying? And give them what they need when they need it. You know what I'm saying? Always keep spicing your relationship. You know what I'm saying? There's an old saying, what you don't do, what you won't do, somebody else will go out there and do. I'm not telling you you got to go against your religious values and stuff to entertain the fantasies of a man. No, I'm not saying that because some men got some creeped out fantasies. Some women do too, though. You understand what I'm saying? But keep your spouse entertained. You know what I'm saying? In whatever areas that you need to entertain your spouse, and make sure it goes both ways. Don't be giving more to your spouse than your spouse is giving to you. And like I mentioned to you guys, I'm talking to you guys from experience. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, just everyone needs to treat each other well. Treat each other good. You know, don't get in a relationship with somebody you know you're going to be in a relationship with for 5 minutes. That's a waste of your time and your energy. and their time and their energy. So don't do that. Be honest with the person that you're dealing with. Let them know the truth from the gate. You know, if it's a person and y'all just sleeping with each other, you let them know off the gate, yeah, we just sleeping with each other. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you to be emotionally attached. And then I want y'all to understand that women are emotional beings, okay? You can't sit there and say one thing out of your mouth and exemplify something totally different with your actions. You know what I'm saying? So me, I'm not into word porn. I pay attention to the actions of a person. And if you start developing a pattern, I'm not no longer paying attention to your actions. I'm paying attention to the pattern you developed. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I'm going to judge you by or view you from that pattern. Because then that, it goes opposite of your, it's different from your actions and your words. You know, so that right there destroys everything, all in all. Okay, so I want men to understand, you can sit there and say whatever you want to say to a woman, but if your actions is opposite of what you're saying to her, that's what she's going to pay attention to, your actions. So I know some guys is dealing with females that are telling these females, oh, we're not together, we're not in a relationship, I'm doing me. But they're at this female's house every day, laying in her bed, cooking, eating her food. You understand what I'm saying? She's washing his drawers. Oh, no. So you done messed up because now you're her man. Regardless of what you're saying, your actions are exemplifying that you two are in a relationship in the mind of a woman. So, I try to express to men on a continuous basis, you need to view things a little bit different. You know, you need to do things different if that's not the way you want a woman to feel. Okay, because women, a lot of them, when they do love a person, they love real deep and they love real hard. You know what I'm saying? And that goes straight to the core of that individual. You know, so it's some females out there that literally take relationships serious. You got some females that's more emotional than other females. You know, you have that. You know, so, you know, it's one of those situations. And women, be straightforward with men, because you got some men that are serious about their relationships. You got some men that are serious when they say, yo, I want to be with you. So don't sit there and be leading guys on if that's not what you feel. You know what I'm saying? And things of that nature. And let me tell you something. Women, stop thinking you can use sex as a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Or that's supposed to be what you use to pay your bills and stuff, because your brain functions just as good as your coochies. Your coochie functioning because you're using your brain. I want y'all to start looking at things like that. You know, and men, stop thinking y'all going to get all, just be all deep in a woman's head because you're giving her some head. You know what I'm saying? Or you beating it up a certain way or however way you want to sit there and use the terminology. Stop trying to use sex as a weapon as control, because there's a lot of people trying to do that. And then a lot of time it ends up backfiring on the individual that thought that they had a certain thing going a certain way. I see it happen all the time. All the time. I want everybody to place a higher value on themselves anyway. Don't just go out there laying with the first person that says something to you that seems exciting. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't mean you have to go lay down with that individual. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that. It means, like, I believe right now, and like I mentioned, I speak about myself, and getting to know a person to know that they are worthy enough for you to lay down with them. You know what I'm saying? I want people to view sleeping with individuals as if you're giving your life to that individual, because technically you are. You understand what I'm saying? A man, when he ejaculates, he's ejaculating his life force. They make babies. Women, you are the earth. You are the universe. You know what I'm saying? You bring forth life. And I want y'all to understand that. You know what I'm saying? How deep, how precious each individual is. One is not better than the other. Where one is not better than the other, we need each other. So, you know, the perception that people have is kind of crazy. You know, and where I am mentally is where I, how can I explain it to you? Where I am mentally is because I've grown up and I've became way more mature than I was. You know what I'm saying? I've had plenty of mature days. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you don't have to be the same person you was yesterday. You can be a better version of you. Every day you wake up, you are literally reborn. So the only way yesterday affects us is if we bring yesterday into today. So I hope that, you know, someone will gather some great advice from me tonight and implement it into their lives, or be able to have a conversation about what I discussed with you guys with another individual. And maybe it'll do something for them. Tomorrow night, I think I'm going to do a video show because I haven't seen you guys in a while as well. If I do decide to do a video show, it'll probably be between 8 and 8:30 tomorrow, because I get off at 7. And when I come in, I can't just jump on the radio. I'm a mom. So we will sit there and meet up again. I hate to leave you guys, but I got to go to work in a little while, and I got a couple of other things to do with my children before I do that. And it was great to be back tonight. I look forward to talking to you guys again really, really soon. And I want everyone to have a blessed evening and to have a blessed day tomorrow. Reach for the sky. You know, it has no limits to what you're able to accomplish. So reach for it every day, and let's work on loving each other more and getting to understand each other more so we can set positive examples for the youth and, you know, have better family structures and things of that nature. Well, I'm out. Everybody, peace and love.